Ijo e ninye balajo beche ula kambu Welcome to Resonant Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for this day, this one-hour show. I'm Galok Shul, and I will be taking you through the one-hour show. Sorry for the hiccup. So we had an issue with the microphone. So sorry for the inconvenience. So welcome to our viewers. Those who are listening to us, thank you, and thanks to those who are following us online. We have podcast broadcast is already available, and you can download that. Feel free to share it, and feel free to distribute it to any where you like. I would like to give you a community notices. What is happening from the community from this month, next month, and to the other months coming following that. We have a community leaders who meet every month, so this month they will be meeting on the 28th February, and they will be meeting at YMCA Mount Albert. This is a regular place where they usually meet. They come together to share information, to update one another for what is happening in the community. If you have never been with any Russell community, this is a good opportunity for you to come. This is a very good environment. Come and have experience. Know some of them. They are very amazing, doing amazing jobs in the community. And it's a catch up. You will be a part of us once you come in. This is what we always tell people. Once you get to us, you become part of us. And we need people who are aware of what we do, so that we do it together. It's about imagine if you come to a new country where you don't have an idea about the language, the culture, the people, and everything else around, including the system. It's a very time-taking in terms of integration and resettlement and inclusion. This is a new thing to a new person. and all people do not integrate together at the same time. Integration is a process. Inclusion also is a process. And it cannot happen without the help of somebody just like you, the listeners. Please find time to come. You will have a lot of fun, you know, a lot of ethnic food to share and experiences, new faces, smiles, laughs, and a lot of good things. Yep, that's on 28 this month. Mark your calendar. 28 this month at YMCA Mount Albert. I think the address is 773 New North Road, Mount Albert. You just come in at 5:30 and everyone will be happy to welcome you. That's on 28 this month. Another one would be on the 4th of... another one will be March, on 15 March. This year is a memorial service for what happened last year in Christchurch. What happened last year in Christchurch has taken the whole country by surprise, and it is not something that can happen in New Zealand because we don't expect that. But it happened the way it happened. But the good thing is the whole nation, including the government and the government agencies, the prime minister, the government officials, all came together, the communities. It's a lot of love to the affected community. And most of those communities now feel secure because of the love and everything poured to them by the everybody in New Zealand. So come along on the 15th of March, and this will happen at the War Memorial Hall at May Road, 13 May Road, Mount Roscoe. So you will be seeing some families and individuals who have lost loved ones in the Christchurch incident. And this is what we can do as human beings, come together and let's have a memorial or prayer and a word of encouragement for what had happened. It was not anyone's wish, but it happened the way it did, and we wish that it would not happen again to any country, let alone New Zealand, to any country. Human being needs to live in peace, and the peace we will enjoy. So come on the 25th March 2020. It will be organized by ARCC, Belong Aotearoa, and Migrant Action Trust. These are community agencies advocating on behalf of the community, and there will be good protection there. Police will be there. Ethnic food will be there. A lot of dances, music, cultural dance, and word of encouragement. Just come along and join the community on the 25th. Also, on April this year, on the 20th and to 21st, there will be a summit organized by the sector, by the resettlement sector. Resettlement sector includes seven agencies. ARCC is one of them. Belong Aotearoa is one of them. Language Partners, English Language Partners. Language Partners is one of them. And Asylum Seekers Trust is one of them. RES New Zealand is one of them. New Zealand Red Cross is one of them. And also Auckland Council is one of the members that make up the sector. So it is going to be a big summit for 2 days. Some community leaders from outside the region will come here, and it will be held for 2 days. And if you have any time, just pop in and try to see what is happening. So this is arranged to be the update for what happened throughout the financial year for those agencies who comprise the sector, the Auckland resettlement sector. It's going to be amazing. We are hoping that we have invited the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern, to be our speaker, but there are other speakers who will come. It's not confirmed yet whether she will come or not, but other speakers will be there to speak, and we have enough time to tell you in between now and that time who is coming to speak from the government officials, and also just follow our page, Facebook page, and you will see all the updates from there. So this is what I have for today for the community notices, and we will go for a break, and then we will talk about some of the other things that are happening in the other parts of the world. Stay tuned.
Good and it was. picha ya maisha through you Bobby alipata sifa. I love hip hop, siezi mind wedding, mina hip hop nika chupa na mlevi, future tamu kasa lia kibwezi. What's love? Love is what I feel for music, always come through even when we fuse it. K-Force, always refuse it.
Welcome back.
Follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Welcome back. If you have just tuned in, you have joined the Restoral Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And I'm your host for the day. This is 1 hour show. It happens every Saturday from 4:45 p.m. to 5:45 p.m. every Saturday here in Auckland, New Zealand. Thank you to our followers online, and thanks to those who tune in every time at this hour. I don't know how many of you know about Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso is a country. It's a country located in West Africa. Is bordered by Mali, Niger, Benin, Togo, Ghana, and Ivory Coast. So I'm bringing in the name of Burkina Faso because of what is happening there. Burkina Faso, yeah. Burkina Faso has a population of, I think, 18.6 million. Last year, 2019, this is a UN statistics, and the people there speak French and other local languages in the country. So that's a Burkina Faso. And the reason why I'm bringing in Burkina Faso is because of it has instability now. It has been going on for some time. It's not like a complete or full civil war, but there are gun violence there, and there are groups who seem to be rebels, and then they were pronounced to be extremists. That's what is happening. And this one I can relate it to myself, what is happening in Burkina Faso. In Sudan, before I came, there used to be something called Dufamadene. Dufamadene is a civil defense force. A civil defense force is built from where? It's built from civilians, from the young people. So here is what they used to do in Sudan. Once you finish high school, and even before you finish high school, from year 11, between year 11 and year 12, these 2 years, year 11 and year 12, they get enrolled to civil defense. You will be trained by the army, like a full army training. And if you don't go to that, because it is a compulsory, if you don't attend that training, you will pay a very heavy price. First, you will not attend any school after you get out of high school. Not any university, not any college, not any institute. So you will be barred from entering into higher education, higher learning. This is a system run by the government. And second, you will be fined too. And you can be put in jail for indefinite period of time. To avoid all that, and your parents too could be chased, it can get into a different, a whole different level. But to save everything else, including your family and parents and yourself, so it's good for you to join the training. After training, full military training, and come back to school, you do it full course and as a compulsory. And then some people are taken to war, because Sudan was in the civil war for a long time. So these people are taken to the war and fight there. Some don't come back. Majority of them don't come back. They get killed. You are military, but you are a civil defense. This is what is happening now in Burkina Faso. So the parliament of Burkina Faso passed a law allowing civilians to fight the extremists. we know we have some countries in the world now, a lot of them in the world that have extremists, and civilians also join into fight. Some were approached by the extremists to fight on their side. Some go voluntarily. Some were forced to go. And but the case of Burkina Faso, I think it becomes the first country that passes the law that requires civilians to be trained and to face to go to the battlefield for defending. To defend themselves, not only themselves, their villages, and the government as well. So this is what happened. They said anyone above 18 years of age, male or female, will be part of this civil defense. And the violence that is happening there in Burkina Faso has affected a lot of civilians, because the death toll, according to the United Nations statistics, it has been going up and up. In 2016-17, I think 80 people, but last year was 1,800 people killed. It has gone up dramatically, and this includes the 14 people who were killed in the church, I think it was last month, and in November 39 people, civilians, who were in the buses, traveling between the cities. I forgot the name of the city, but they were traveling between a city to another city, and 39 of them, they were killed by the extremist. So now the government is coming in to talk to the civilians, and they have to bear arms in defense, and they will be part of the military. So the question is, where is the Burkina Faso military? Why is it not active? Why is it not protecting the civilians? Civilians cannot be dragged into defending, the state. The civilians are being protected by the government, by the military. It is their military, it is their government. Where is the government? So this concerns the human rights advocates that, it's not right to let the civilians hold guns to fight the extremists, because there's a military paid by the taxpayers to protect them, but not the way it is now, because it is coming back to the civilians to protect themselves. So this is what makes Burkina Faso a complete different country in the world, because of its law that requires civilians to be involved in the military confrontation with the extremists. It cannot happen like that. I know from my experience, this is where they bring you in, and then from there, there's no way, because they will put some roadblocks. You cannot go away, you cannot leave your gun, you cannot run away. There are some heavy fines included. So this becomes part of the human rights issue. This is Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, and we will come back and talk about other things. Let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. With your body, and last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. When we can, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date.
Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. You were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be I'm in love baby. With your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
I am going round
Ahora, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. And this is Rasad Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. I'm Galwak Shul. I'm your host for the day. We are almost over through the program. It's now 5:37 p.m. New Zealand time, New Zealand local time. Yep, we talked about Burkina Faso a few minutes ago about the laws that has been just passed that requires civilians to bear arms, to be trained and defend themselves against the extremists. This happened 2 days ago. And as the government ordered the 2 days national mourning for those who were killed, about 36 people who were killed. That's why the government of Burkina Faso passed that law. Okay, something that you might have heard of. This is pretty much available in East Africa, and you might know about it. It's called Mirah or Khat. Mirah or Khat is a greenish leaf. It's grown locally, and people chew the leaf, and even the soft twigs are being chewed. It's very common in West Africa. It's very common in Kenya, in Somalia, in Djibouti, and also across the Red Sea in Yemen, and maybe in some Middle Eastern countries as well. But it is grown from Kenya and Somalia. So each country has a name for it, but the two dominant names are Mirah and Khat. Sometimes they call it Chat. Khat or Chat, they call it like that. So some communities call it Eveve, also call it Moguka, or Gooks, Gumbe, Bishu, Mairugi, Alele, Giza, Halawa. So these are the names given to it. It's a one product that has so many names. So you might imagine why one product has so many names. It's because of the effect it has brought to the community. So people say they chew it for various reasons. Some people say it keeps you awake. I don't know why you want to stay awake for like throughout the night. And some people say there is like stimulant. It stimulates you. You know, it's like anxiety, like reducing your anxiety. And you know, that's why people chew it. Yeah, they chew it to stay awake, especially for the long distance drivers. And also, they say they chew it because you will not feel the hunger. You will not feel like you want to eat something. You know, this is one of the reasons why they chew it. And also, they say if you are tired, so this is something you need to chew, and it will reduce the fatigue. And also will brighten your mood in case you are sad, in case, you know, you are not in the right mind. So this is a stimulant. And also it keeps you fit. This is what they say. I don't know how it keeps one to be fit, but this is an observation that they put out there. And you know, it's... Yeah, it's for fun. It's for fun. That's another thing they say. They just chew it for fun, you know. Sometimes they chew it in a group. I saw last time in Kenya, people sit under the tree, a group of young men, maybe about 10 of them or more than that, and then they chew it just like the whole day. It's introducing idleness, you know, nothing to do, nothing to worry about, because they are like... Yeah, they take it the way it is. But what is happening, some countries, including the United States, criminalized the chewing of Mirah or Khat. Why? Because they say it's a part of the drug. it is a drug by itself, and it should not be encouraged to be introduced in any way. So it's a part of the drugs, and so those who are practicing the practice should face the maximum penalty. And in, that's why in the United States it is not available, though some people still sneak it into the country and here where I saw it the other day in Tennessee and in Nebraska as well, and in some states where there's a huge population of, you know, the East African community. So I don't know how they got into the country. They managed to bring it in, but it's criminalized. You know, there's a penalty to that. The government thinks that it has health effects. So it makes your high blood pressure go up, and increase alertness, excitement, and energy. And this means you will have some effects for not sleeping for too long, and also it makes you dehydrated. And part of what they say before is like, if you don't want to eat, or if you have nothing to eat, you can chew it so that you don't feel to be hungry. So feeling of not hungry for a long time also has a side effect, and this is what has been said as one of the effects. And also discoloring, you know, it's like giving your teeth another color. It makes the teeth to be yellowish. And I don't know why people do not want to have bright teeth. This is one of the things they do not look over. Yeah, the long-term effects include, difficulty sleeping, chronic constipation, inflammation of the mouth and other parts of the oral cavity, and oral cancer. Oral cancer, yes, even I checked the other day with CDC, the American Disease Center Control, and they say cut or mira is a cause for cancer. And I have no reason why, I don't know why the rest of African nations such as Kenya and Somalia and Djibouti do not want to ban that, because it is associated with health, long-term health effects. And yes, it is a drug, like it has been said, and it should not be on the market. A lot of money has been made out of this, because they grow it. It's like a farm, and it takes time to grow. It takes time to grow. You can grow it, and it takes like 7 to 8 months to be ripped, you know, to be like to where it should be a crop. And that's happening. It's a drug by itself, and yeah, it's very common there. Yeah. So now we have reached to the end of our program, and thank you for tuning in, and thanks to those who follow us online as well. And feel free to download the app, the podcast, and feel free to share them whenever you want to. And we will catch up again next Saturday, same time, same place. And stay blessed. God bless you. Bye bye. Bye.
that was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetterradio.